This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. "These are not the days of miracles, and I suppose it will be granted that I am not to expect a direct revelation." Lincoln is, as president, agonizing over the Civil War, why it is going on so long, why it started, and why no one can seem to stop it. While he takes responsibility every day and long into most every night for the conduct of the war, he also has a philosopher's mind. And more, he has a biblical language for his thinking. The words miracle and revelation he gets from the Bible. And he has, since a boy, read of the miracles in the Bible. I would think that the parting of the Red Sea for the Hebrew slaves' exodus from slavery in Egypt would have been one that would have caught his boy's eye. But he can perform no such Moses miracle. Likewise, the word revelation is a religious and biblical term, not one philosophers use. And he is realistically noting that he is not going to get any God-given miracle of direct revelation of God's will and God's way. So he is in the dark, without a revelation. This is particularly hard for him because he does not believe in a dark and meaningless world. He has always held that there is a divinity that shapes our ends, refute them though we will. So fate, and then the providence of God, are maxims for him, but a maxim with no message. A globe, but no blueprint. Lincoln does not really believe in the words of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, Julia Ward Howe's assertion that God's truth is marching on, Northern Union Yankee style. Nor does Lincoln believe in Stonewall Jackson's Southern Calvinism, nor the Confederate seal in Latin, Deo Vindici, God will vindicate. This is where the greatness of Lincoln emerges. Words can hardly express the significance of how it is that he lives at the crossroads of history, being in the dark while being responsible. Unlike a dictator or demagogue, Lincoln does not blast out that he knows the answer for the big picture, or even always the best answers for his daily momentous decisions. But being certain of uncertainty, being sure that uncertainty is a part of life, is a spiritual stance. It is also a stance that is necessary for democracy. In democracy, as Henry David Thoreau put it, truth is always paradoxical. The democratic mind requires us to hold, side by side, seemingly contradictory ideals and ideas, and then to make choices, not between good and evil, but between worthwhile but contradictory values. For example, the tension between freedom for all and equality for everyone. In his new book, James Comey, the fired head of the FBI, writes that, quote, "In a healthy organization, doubt is not weakness, it is wisdom, because people are at their most dangerous when they are certain that their cause is just and their facts are right." The English poet, John Keats, thought that the ability to stand in the midst of uncertainty and not grasp after absolute truths was the essence of wisdom. A recent book on Lincoln's melancholy puts it this way. Lincoln's clarity came in part from his uncertainty. Lincoln cut straight to the contradiction of both sides, assuming that God was on their side. This writer, Joshua Shank, concludes, "Viewing Lincoln through the lens of his melancholy, he was always inclined to look at the full truth of a situation, assessing both what he could know, what could be known, and what remained in doubt. When times were hard, he had the patience, endurance, and vigor to stay in that place of tension. Uncertainty, mystery, and doubt lead to knowledge, which Lord Byron called sorrow. Sorrow leads to wisdom, and wisdom leads to an open mind able to act. In the certain light of uncertainty, Lincoln's quiet fire can light us down in honor to the latest generation." This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.